Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia, the supervisor here. Can I have your first and last name?
Hi there, it's Brittany Gordon, and the first name is B-R-I-T-N-E-Y. The last name is G-O-R-D-E-N. And I believe the zip code, it's not under Brittany M. I don't know who that is, but you guys keep asking me that. But it's the zip code should be 85027. Did you need a telephone number or something to pull it up?
Can I verify your shipping address for security of the account?
2398 West Williams Road, Lot 716, Phoenix, Arizona, 85027.
Give me one moment. Okay, I'm looking at your account for the 5 Redirect Savings Club membership and the Stealth Elite Drone. Looks like your account has already been canceled and refunded.
Yeah.
How can I help
okay,
you?
Okay, so that's the... That's the only reason that I was calling. I'm sorry, I did mean to interrupt you just because I didn't want you to go through a long spiel. I was told that my refund was issued back, and I received only one of them. The charges on the 18th of last month, there was two of them. One was like $12.99 or something, I don't know, and then the other one was $67.32. So the first one was refunded, but the $67.32 has not. And what I keep getting told is that there was a gal told me today that there was some error when you guys tried to refund the $67.32 to my bank. I need to know what to tell my bank to allow that to come through. First of all, I don't believe it because she also told me that y'all don't have supervisors. But what do you need for me to get that to go through today?
She'll hear that it was already sent to the, I mean, nothing I need from you, ma'am. Did you file a dispute on the charge?
I did. And so the first thing, because I didn't authorize it, so I asked him, I said, can I just refuse the package? What can I do? You know, this was done by an unauthorized minor, whatever. And so they agreed to refund. That's not my question. That dispute has been answered, and so we're good. I'm just wanting to know where's my money. So I know that it was issued, and the last gal that I spoke to said on the 29th it was sent back. But the first one I received back, the 26th, the $12.99 or whatever it was. So the $67.32 was trying to come through on the 29th or what? Because it was sent to your email. Which email was it? The B. Gordon or the Gordon Brittany?
It shows it was sent to the Gordon Brittany. That's the one that's on the file. But it shows here that you were refunded $33.66 on November 25th. And it shows here that they
They canceled that out. I'm sorry. And then they canceled that out because she was going to give me 50%. I'm like, no, I need the full amount back. I didn't authorize it. So I called back, and then the second gal or third gal, however many, I mean, I call you guys like almost every day. She said, no, we'll give you back the full 100%. And that was like, what, the 29th or something?
So it was on the 28th that they tried to refund the remainder portion of the charge, but it didn't go through. So they sent that to the corporate office to be refunded. And I just tried to refund it again. That's why I asked that you file a dispute, because it's not going through. And sometimes the only way that it doesn't go through is if the suit has been filed for the charge.
Okay. So I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was reading a text that I just got. Okay, so you're saying the 33 something went through?
The 3366 was refunded, was issued on November the 25th.
33, you said 33 what?
3366.
Sorry, let me go back to the 26 you said. Did you say the 26, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. It was on. Okay, it was on. Issued on November 25th. $33.66.
Okay, well, I don't have that. And it's been, I've already counted the days. It's not here. So I did receive $12.99 on the 26th. So maybe somebody gave me 50% of the 33, but I don't know. I mean, still, that's still going to be $26. So that's not 50%. That was the original charge. Let me shut this. I'm sorry. I've got some idiots outside my door here. Okay, there we go. I got it shut. Now, I called back after that, and she goes, well, I see that the 33 was already done or whatever, and so we'll go ahead and she goes, I'll just cancel that and refund the full 60 whatever. But that's not been done yet either.
Correct, so because it had to be sent to the corporate office for it to be issued, for it to be refunded.
Uh-huh. And that was on the 29th.
Correct. Okay, one moment.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time. That's so pretty.
Still here, one moment.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm not talking to you when I'm talking like that. I'm sorry. Got some idiot neighbors. Did you need anything from me or? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Did you need something from me or?
No, ma'am. Just give me one moment.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize for that hold. I do thank you for being patient. So what you would need to do is give us a call back with your bank on the line regarding the remainder of that charge.
No, there's, okay, so the 6732, none of that has came through. I just checked my bank. So why wasn't, okay, I've been calling every day. It's not my responsibility to call back. I don't want to have to do your job for you. Who do we need to call in corporate to get it taken care of?
There's no one else to call, ma'am.
Every single day, every different time of day. And, you know, I just get a run around every time. So I need you guys to do your job to make sure that it's done.
Well, ma'am, there's nothing else we can do on our end. You will need to give us a call back with your bank on the line.
Oh, that's okay. Hold on. Let me just call the bank right now. Why don't you just stay right there?
Well, no, ma'am, I can't do that. You would need to call your bank, and your bank will need to call us on a three-way conference call. We have to verify that it is your bank. No, ma'am, your bank has to call us with you on the line.
How would you know that it was my bank? How would my bank call you? How would it be any different if I'm running?
Our system knows, ma'am, if it's the bank on the line.
Does that mean you have caller ID or what?
Correct.
All right, awesome. Okay, so I'll call my bank and call you guys right back. What time do you close?
We don't. We're open 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Awesome. All right, I'll call you right back. Thanks, bye.
Thank you for calling customers.